Blog Talk Radio.
And good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Talk with Tercio. I'm Eric Tercio, and with me today is Dr. Carol Soloway. She's a chiropractor, but also author by evening, and she has this new novel called Sex Happens. She's been on my show for the last 3 to 4 years or so. We have a history here on Talk with Tercio, and it's always wonderful to have Carol Soloway back on my program. Her book will be coming out shortly, and that's why she's on today to talk about when her book will be out and to the public, available to the public, but also a little more in-depth about just the characters and some questions I have for her, and she joins me live now on the program. So welcome, Dr. Carol Soloway from Orange County, California.
Thank you so much, Eric Tercio, and I look forward to your amazing questions. Hopefully I'll come up with some answers that are interesting enough for your audience.
Well, we have a lot of people listening in. I'm seeing the numbers jump up, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Tercio, and with me is Dr. Carol Soloway. She's author of Sex Happens, and Carol, tell us, when will your book be released to the public for purchase so they can have their copy and dive into it?
All right. It is available for pre-order right now on Kirkus. It is available on Amazon Kindle right now. I'm having it reviewed by Kirkus. And it will be available for purchase on Black Friday, of course, through Amazon.
That's incredible because three years ago or so, we had you on the show and we were talking about your process of writing and how you began the story and where you were in your journey. And now what's great is you're back on again and the book is together. It's going to be ready for the public. So I think it's great for the audience. They could also go back to previous shows on Talk with Tercio right here on Blog Talk Radio if they want to become more familiar about you. But this is impressive even to me to know where you are with your journey. And I just remember when you had a list of titles and you were just, you know, polling them amongst friends privately, and here you are. So how do you feel about that?
Well, can I tell the audience who selected the title?
Go right ahead.
All right. It was at a dinner party, and we had a list of about 5 titles, and Eric, in his infinite wisdom, was not vacillating at all and said, no, Sex Happens is the title. This was not a discussion. And it resonated, and here we are.
And, you know, that was it's a blessing for me to even have been a part of that, because that's not something that you just open up to anyone. You know, you really want people that you trust, I'm sure. And you could correct me if I'm wrong, but, people that you trust and feel you can accept certain feedback from. So here we are with it, and what's the next step for you? Where are you going with this book? Are you going to be traveling? And if so, where to?
Well, first of all, this morning I was at a meeting an amazing meeting, Working Wardrobe. They collect clothes and give just so much to people to get them back into the workforce. And they have a group. This morning I was at a meeting for 100 people. And on the screen they put their keynote speaker for 2017. And yes, I am the keynote speaker for 2017. So I'm doing a lot of speaking engagements. And I will be My husband and I have an RV. We call it our little frontal lobotomy tour, and we're going across the country, and I will be doing some speaking about the book, and we're just going to tour the going across the South and then up the Eastern Coast and in 7 short months.
Wow. So you have a lot happening for you, and I know being on tour, it's rather demanding. It's not so easy physically, because I'm sure, you know, you might be tired, but I know who you are as a person, and you're a winner. So I'm not surprised that this book is where it is, and it obviously is going to be a big seller, a hit, and next you'll be on the Today Show. I definitely see that for you. So I'm just glad that I got you first, and I'm more than happy.
You got me first. You got the title. But there's one caveat. On this tour, I am coming back 1 week every month because I'm not quitting my day job. So I'm working full-time while on tour.
You don't stop, do you?
No, I can't.
And tell our audience, our listeners, about your, you know, what else you're doing, because you're a chiropractor, but you're involved with that. And so what will be, or how much of the workload will you take on with this tour incorporated in your schedule?
Well, I do what's called qualified medical exams, which means I examine patients, and I'm selected by the insurance company and the attorney. So I examine patients in different locations, and all of the companies that I work for have agreed that if I give them 1 day a month and just pack it in, I can do it within 8 days. Of course, then I'll have to do all the paperwork on the road while speaking. Well, I guess I won't sleep, right?
Well, there you go. I mean, you're going to be one busy bee, but you can handle it. And, you know, you have to in this industry and being in the public eye, as you will be, and speaking. And there will be more speaking engagements, I'm sure, you'll actually be called to do. But I want to go back and talk a little bit about the essence of the book, the significance of why this novel was written.
Okay. First of all, the story is a story of a woman who loses custody of her children. This is not my story. She fights for the children, and there's actually a custody battle. And I would say this is not my story because I rolled over and allowed the children to go with their father. And it literally took me 30 years to get over that decision. And so what this book is, first of all, it has lots of twists and turns, and we learn that people are not who they seem, and you really can't know another person. And, you know, the other side of marriage is where dreams implode and no one is who he seems, and no one is. So the reason I wrote this book is to empower women, to give women courage, conviction that no matter what happens to you, you can make a life, and things, wonderful things are down the road. Just believe in yourself. And a lot of us lose that belief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very true. And I talk a lot about on my programs how people need to keep moving forward and looking at how to better their situation rather than what was taken away from them or what they don't have and going backwards. And what I like, because I've obviously reviewed your book and I'm excited for it. I think it's great. And like I said, I just know it's going to be a bestseller because of how it will impact not just women, but men too. And perhaps it will give men who may find themselves identifying with a character in the book or a situation in their relationship a new perspective or a new profound perspective on maybe what they need to become aware of. You know, you're also involved with, I believe it's the eWomen's Network of an Orange County chapter. Is that right?
Just came from there at lunch, and I'm going to NAPW, which is National Association of Professional Women, because I'm the president of the North Orange County one, going to that meeting, to leading that meeting tonight.
Well, you know, it's very clear that you are emulating the value of women and who and what they are in this life. And so this book definitely explores that, doesn't it?
Well, it explores, I'd like to say, love, marriage, actually even motherhood and friendship and actually what we'll do for each. You know, I mean, they're each has a price, and it's very important to decide what we really want and go after it.
After writing this book, did you think, well, my ending or a certain character should have been changed, or are you happy with where the storyline goes and the characters' relationships to one another?
Well, the ending will surprise the reader because it doesn't, you know, if it went where the reader thought it was going to go, it wouldn't be worth reading. I did lots and lots of kind of surprises along the way, but in the end, I think there's a satisfaction. I don't want to tell the ending, but I really believe that after you grovel in the mud with the main character, you'll be happy you did, and every single piece is addressed by the end. In other words, I can't stand the books where you don't know what happened or maybe this could have happened. We are going to have a contest, though, for readers to guess what's happening in the end. But I think that was very important to me, to have everything in order and everything kind of moving along, surprising with surprises, but certainly, certainly the characters are who they are from beginning to end with probably more strength. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And, as you're speaking, I'm thinking about you, and you can tell me otherwise, but you started your journey a while back teaching English in Mexico, correct?
Well, no, I taught English in New York, but I did tutor English in Mexico.
And how long were you there? Was it a few years that you were there?
I was in Mexico for four years. We lived there for 4 years.
And so...
And I was a teacher.
And I guess I want to ask you, you know, what was your journey like from that moment to where you are now? Has anything in your life maybe perhaps touched upon what Dr. Alexandra Rose, your character, experienced?
Well, the biographical part is really like, I didn't know what I could have my character do during the day, so I made her a chiropractor because I'm kind of familiar with that.
Right. That's why I asked.
But the parallels kind of end there because my life would not be novel worthy. But I went on my journey, built my practice, slept in the office some nights, went from meeting to meeting, and I didn't have her do that. I was kinder to her. And then I decided to start journaling for no reason. And the characters kind of came alive, and that's how the book really got started. And then I took a lot of classes. Even though I was an English teacher, I was not a novel writer, and I took plenty of seminars, retreats. It was fun.
And I was watching your YouTube video, which I think is fabulous, by the way. And so our listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Tercio, and on the air with me is Dr. Carol Soloway from Orange County, California. She is the author of Sex Happens, which will be released. Is it November the 28th? Is that correct?
When is Black Friday? The 25th.
The 25th. Got it. So the 25th, it will be available.
But they can pre-order the Kindle now.
Yes, yes, and you have the link there. And, folks, you can find her on Facebook also, Sex Happens, a novel, on Facebook as well, if you look that up. You can like her page, which I encourage all of you to do. And do you interact with folks on Facebook, Dr. Carol Soloway?
I interact when it comes up. Yes, I do. I can interact, sure.
Great. What did you have to do? I mean, was there any background research you had to do about marriage in general? Because in your YouTube video, you mentioned that statistics show 50% of marriages end in divorce. And I was just curious if you had to go any deeper and figure out, why that was.
No. What I like to tell people is this is not a manual. This is a novel. But what I did do, though, for authenticity is I did go to the courthouse because I had never been through a custody battle. As I said, I just, I didn't even have the strength to do that. I was more in shock for a couple of years. So I did go and I sat and I took notes and I watched how people interacted. I watched the proceedings. I interviewed a couple of judges. So I did have to do research for, the things that I didn't know. That's absolutely true. And then I also, as far as the writing classes, even went to Squaw Valley, which was a jury retreat thing. And I mean, it was work.
And it's what took you, to be where you are today in order to understand how perhaps you needed to craft certain situations or dynamics in the book. And I'm glad that you were talking about, basically your background. You were like an investigative journalist in a way, sitting in the courtrooms and such and interviewing. And do you find that's important, just generally speaking, when someone is writing a novel, because you've been through this whole process now, so you're an expert in a way.
I don't think we're all still learning. I had a writing class. Well, it had a writing group, a critique group, and some of the things that I pulled from my personal experience, like I said, they used the same attorney, and one of the writers in my class happened to be an attorney, and he said, that would never happen. That's malpractice. Well, I realized my experience is not what I have to draw from in all aspects. I have to know what is the standard. So there was a lot of that kind of research and learning from other people and getting other people's impression of what I've written. That was real. Feedback was real important.
I would imagine so. You and I have talked about me in the beginning stages of writing a book, and I will. It's definitely on my bucket list, but you know, you're an inspiration to me because I go back with you now a good 5.5, 6 years, and it was during even that time you were sifting through paperwork and revising. You know, how many times, I don't know if you can release this or not, but how many times did you have to go back and rewrite your novel or a piece of your novel to get it where it is exactly as it is today?
Well, I do want to say that I do have a real job that I work at 50 hours a week. So my writing was really limited to 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., if even on those days. So that was, you know, that's the issue. There was I don't think there was ever a two-day stretch where I would ever sit and write or do anything like that. I mean, that just wasn't a luxury that I could embrace. But, you know, so that's why it took so long. I mean, and how many revisions? I have to say every word was probably turned inside out at least 20 times because I'm a perfectionist. As a matter of fact, I just read a novel and found a wrong word in it, a very, very popular novel, just last night. But and I'm sure that's going to happen because we all miss things. But it really is, I have such respect now for people who can write and tell a story because I didn't realize how hard it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw the video. People were liking the story.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, who couldn't be attracted though to that title, especially if there is someone out there that's listening, perhaps that's going through a relationship problem. So when they see Sex Happens, a novel about, and they're going to click on it. You know, it's just we are attracted to that particular word. And I think you've really done a great job with the whole structure of it. Obviously you have, and people are loving it after seeing the YouTube video especially. It's great validation for the novel and for anyone that's interested in purchasing the novel as well, which I think and encourage everyone to do because I fully endorse you, Dr. Cal Soloway. But it doesn't surprise me, though, that you pick up on errors because you review documents for your day job, right? Medical documents. So you have to be in tune.
Well, yeah, I review documents, but I also examine people. So it's, you know, so I have to correlate both, which sometimes are completely different. You're right.
You know,
so,
what...
Yeah.
Tell us about your chiropractic work, though. You know, do you think you're going to continue it? Because you're going to get really busy with this novel business. And yes, you'll go on your 7-month tour, but, you know, do you think you'll always be Carol Soloway, the chiropractor? Is that has that always been a passion for you?
Being a chiropractor has been a passion for me. Being a qualified medical examiner, if I were to say the absolute truth, it is not a passion. It's an adversarial situation. I don't love it. I kind of got into it for the intellectual challenge, you know, learning all these guidelines and everything, but I cannot say I love it. I love working on patients, being a chiropractor. I do not. No, I would give that up in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
so,
you
wouldn't
might
give up writing.
No, we're going to need like a part two of this because people are going to be so addicted to your style and the way in which that you've written in these characters. Because it I'm telling you just from my own personal perspective, and after you know I have read some of you know, the beginning stages of your work even, it can hit home. You know, it can make people think, wow, I'm kind of going through that myself. You know, is there an intention out there to bring awareness to relationships? You know, is that at all a piece of the essence of this book, or how you want, what you want people to take away from reading this novel?
Yeah, the fact that the main character loses custody of the children is insignificant. It's really because the journey that we go through when someone tells us, you know, I don't love you anymore. We think, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not sexy enough, I'm not enough. So the losing the custody of the children, that's just to give a little more drama. I mean, yes, it is a credible part, but the real thing is what we as women, and certainly as men, but I'm not, you know, my main character is a woman, what we go through when we think we're not enough. I mean, the destruction is, and the repercussions, it's amazing. And I would love to, you know, I went through melanoma twice, and that was, I have to say, that was no big deal compared to going through a divorce, because that was just, you go in, you get a cut off, and you kind of talk yourself through. But with a divorce or with a breakup of a relationship, it's our very core, who we are, that someone is saying, I don't want. And that's so that's what I'm hoping the novel will hit home, and that we will realize that we are enough. We are good enough. And we've, you know, just go on. You can do it. And also in the book, there's a community of women, which I advise everybody, you've got to have a community. And they are so behind her and so supportive. And that really helps, too.
Now, I know you to be in a fabulous relationship with your husband, Wayne. Tell us about your relationship, because I want our listeners to get a more personal perspective on, you know, where you are in life and where you are in your relationship and how you're feeling.
Oh, you mean Prince Charming?
Yes, indeed.
Well, I decided that it was time to find Prince Charming. So I decided, enough of this wallowing. Okay, enough of this browbeating. So I went online. Now, I don't know if that was the right place to find him, but there were no castles around Orange County. So I looked for a couple. But anyway, we had a lovely first date, and at the end of the evening, he opened his attaché case and took out a pair of slippers. And 12 years later, he is still doing those things. Is just, I have to say, perfect.
Mm-hmm. And he supports you as far as your journey goes. How has his support helped you through this process?
Well, I just want to say something about the support on this road trip.
Mm-hmm.
He has been talking about an RV for about 5 years. And I keep telling him, buy lots of postcards, because I'm not going on one of those things. And you know, and just when I proposed this idea, he was there 2 feet in. So, you know, I don't know, my dream come true. Does that sound? And believe me, my novel is not as sickly sweet as this.
right.
It's not, but. It just, he is just such a supportive person, but not just for me, for all of our children. I mean, all of our children experience it. And I've even had people at the tennis club come up to me and say, is he really a wife beater? Because he can't be this nice. I mean, he is really that nice to the core.
Right.
And I've
yeah, I'm sure that some people are thinking like, wow, is this like a Lifetime Movie Network story here where Dr. Carol Soloway has this, you know, wonderful husband on the outside, but what's he like inside? And that's why I asked you this question, because I wanted people to understand that, you know, you are in this from being your friend over the years, and I, you know, see it. And obviously we've spent time together with our significant others going out to dinner and such. But you definitely have this glow about you, but you went from, you know, years prior, earlier in your life, to a place perhaps that was painful, and relationships that ended where you were down, but now you're emulating this big, bright, white light. And it's a symbol of hope for any woman and man even who's listening and will listen in their relationships now that it is possible to come out of a relationship that was painful and hurtful perhaps, but also a journey into a new and better you. How do you feel about that?
Well, if you would have said this to me years and years ago, I would have, I don't know, maybe I would have hung up the phone. But I would certainly would not have believed. I mean, really, I went from one bad relationship to another. I mean, I was on serial monogamy. I was serially monogamous with destructive relationship. And I really thought that I was a malcontent. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that I was a malcontent as it was that I didn't forgive myself. I wasn't content with myself, so how could I attract somebody?
Mm.
And so it took, I did not do therapy. I don't know, maybe that's a good thing to do. I don't know. But I just didn't have the time. I just one day finally in my writing or journaling decided, I'm done. You know, I punished myself enough and just started seeing the other side. And it's wonderful out there with you guys.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, what's great in your novel, you know, you really have created your main character, you know, all the dynamics and situations that she goes through, and the readers will know it as they read along. They'll see the transformation that your main character makes throughout, you know, the moments of her life that you write about. But I think it's really a novel, too, that's inspirational in a sense, because it starts off with a boom or a bang or however you want to say it. It's like the ball is dropped in the first two paragraphs when we learned that.
No, I changed that.
Oh, okay.
I decided you should see a little bit of happiness first and what
Got
she
it.
Was about to lose.
Mm-hmm. And what made you change that? Why?
I decided that things are more valuable. If we lose things, it's much more valuable if we know, you know, it's much more important if we know the value of what we've lost.
Mm.
In other words, to, you know, just to say that they're getting a divorce or whatever is not as powerful as to see how complete and wonderful life was and a family and how important that is, and then to have it taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
I waited two chapters.
Got it. Well, at least I was getting there somewhere with the number two. But I'm just really excited for you with this. You know, how are you feeling about November 25th?
I am excited, but I think the beta test was also, as you saw on the video, you know, giving it to people that I know, like I gave it to my sister and I waited by the telephone pacing for her to call me back and tell me what she thought. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so giving it to some family, we gave it to my daughter-in-law, and she on a family vacation, and she wouldn't go to breakfast until she read. She literally could not put it down, which was wonderful. But so it was those people close to me reading it that have given me the most pleasure. Now, when November 25th comes around, we'll be looking at numbers, and hopefully people will be buying it and loving it.
And let's just remind our listeners, if they're just tuning in, you're listening to Talk with Tercio, and with us is Dr. Carol Soloway, author of Sex Happens. Carol, tell us a little bit more information about how our listeners can attain a copy in a digital form or paper form, however they can, to get your novel.
They can pre-order now through Kindle, or they can wait until Black Friday. I know they'll have nothing else to do on Black Friday. And they can purchase it through Amazon on Black Friday.
You know, writing the novels, you have that down. You know, for someone who is so well-versed now in this whole process, what was it like, you know, just on the business side, perhaps, to present what you had and then, you know, actually get it published? How did that feel, or what was that like for you? Because not everyone gets their stuff published, and there are people who I know in my life that are still trying to get their work published.
Well, I did self-publish it through it's sort of a hybrid through a publishing partners, and so that is available. Now, what I do have an agent though, which is this is amazing. I mean, I'm like in awe of that, who is working on selling it for book to movie, which is, I mean, to get an agent is unbelievable. So that's way beyond my expectations. But it happened, so we'll see if she can sell it. So the other day I emailed her. I said, look, I feel like I've just sent my child off to kindergarten. I want to know how he's doing. So she said they were changing diapers now, but...
Right. Well, you know, this definitely could be a movie. I mean, Lifetime Network, I'm feeling that for you, and I'm going to put that out there, and to all of my producer and director friends who are on my Facebook page, and one of them is listening in particular, so that's why I brought up the question. And so I just feel that you have this amazing story here, and it's different than many of the other novels that are out there about, you know, Dr. Alexandra Rose, your main character. You know, how did you have to differ yourself from the other Danielle Steele type novels?
Well, first of all, here's what since there is a divorce at the core of the book. I likened it to Eat, Pray, Love, but in Eat, Pray, Love, to tell you just a differentiation, she went off to Italy, to India. You know, my main character, there's no way, she could not even have afforded the attorney fees, even though a middle class, you know, professional woman. The issue is, how do we cope in our daily lives with these horrific or life events? So that's one way to differentiate. In other words, what the character did. But in terms of being a Danielle Steele, I mean, I don't have a you know, the formula. The writer I love is Leanne Moriarty, who just writes Big Little Lies, Husband Secrets. I mean, that's just amazing writing. But there's, you know, there's a formula for romance, I guess, and this is more a woman's journey, a woman's novel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that's what I like about it, and that's why I wanted you to explain that, because there is many, I'm sure, formulas out there for romance-type novels, but this is actually your novel, Sex Happens, gives a perspective, too, from your main character, this woman, who, and like you mentioned, I like that word, journey, through, because it does show how that transformation happens. And I'm sure that there will be many women out there who can relate to this novel. So what a gift that you've given to our world, Dr. Carol Soloway.
Well, thank you. But I can't put Danielle Steele down now. Let's make that very clear. Once I start reading, I'm hooked.
Right, you know, she's got her stuff down. Let's face it, Danielle Steele. But you know, we wanted to understand more about how your style, perhaps, or how you perceive writing romance was a little different, or if you read many other authors and studied their way of writing, their style, in order to help you, assist you in writing your novel. So I'm glad that you explained that. And yeah, Danielle Steele, she's got it going on. So I'm not sure. I'm sure you guys will become friends in the future.
Oh, okay, on Facebook.
Yeah.
And
okay.
And the sex scenes are, while they are, you know, graphic, they're there. They're not that all that many, but they are there to show a woman grappling with a woman dealing with her sexuality. You know, how do I do this with a new partner? Should this be, you know, he's on the husband's side of the bed or something like that? You know, so while the sex scenes are graphic, they're I would like to say well done without and only because they're necessary.
Well, after November the 25th, we're going to have you back on again because I want to talk about that.
All right.
The writing of those scenes and what you had to create, the creative piece there, because it's interesting where our brain can, you know, tap into as we're writing. And if you're a writer out there, I'm sure many can relate to that. But I'm interested, Dr. Carol Soloway, as to how what your formula was to write those scenes. So I'm sure that it will definitely raise some eyebrows, and those in the Orange County area especially who've perhaps had some Botox in that area, your eyebrows will raise for sure. So, you know, we're just a minute and a half out, but thank you so much, Dr. Carol Soloway, for joining us. She's the author of Sex Happens. It will be released on Amazon November the 25th. And folks, you can go to her website, her Facebook page, and you can also it is available currently for download as well. And all the information is on Blog Talk Radio. So the information on how to attain a copy now is there, along with her YouTube video, which was so well done. And might I say, you look rather beautiful, Dr. Carol Salt. You're looking
Thank
good.
You. Looking good, Eric.
So I'm really had this time together, and I know our viewers are too. Many of you have already written in, and I'll make sure that you all get information about Dr. Carol Soloway. So thanks for joining me this afternoon, and I know that I have to let you go because you're busy and you have lots happening this evening, but I look forward to having you back on after November the 25th.
To talk about how I wrote the sex scenes. You got it.
Yes, indeed. So I want you to think about your responses.
Okay.
All right, my darling. Thanks so much for joining all my viewers here on Talk with Tercio, and I know we'll be in touch.
Thank you so much.
All right. And that was Dr. Carol Soloway on her novel, Sex Happens. It's an amazing novel. I've had the privilege of getting the inside information along her process in writing it, and I'm honored to feel a part of her journey writing this particular novel. It's a wonderful novel. It will knock your socks off indeed, and I recommend it for your winter reading, because when you're inside and it's cold, this book is going to heat you up for sure. And it's all good. So check her out, Dr. Carol Soloway. She's on Facebook, and you can look up Sex Happens. There's a Kindle edition by Carol Soloway. Look under Romance Kindle eBooks, and you'll find it there. So it was an honor again. She's been on the show many times. She's no stranger to Talk with Tercio, discussing her journey writing. And now it's written, and it's available. And November the 25th, it will also be available on Amazon. So I encourage all of you to go out there. It's a great gift. It's a great book just to have in general. So we'll have her back on after November 25th to talk a little bit more about some scenes in the book. I don't want to reveal too much because I want you all to read it. And then we'll take callers, and those who have read the book will be able to ask Dr. Carol Soloway some questions about the book in particular, so that would be fun. Until then, have a great Thursday, all of you, and thanks for being so loyal. This is the second episode of my sixth season here on Blog Talk Radio, and I appreciate all my listeners all around the world who follow me, and I'll be seeing you all tonight for Angel Messages Live. Until then, be well, and keep tuning in. We love it. Take care.